But, you know, women will take to social media to defend their man.
Stand by your man.
And one of those, apparently, is the girlfriend of Colin Kaepernick. Her name is Nessa.
She's fine, too.
And she is not shy when it comes to Twitter. And so she tweeting out defending her man. And Ray Lewis took her to task.
She hosts the Teen Mom 2 after show.
I didn't see all that.
And she also works for a radio station in New York. Come on. Nessa ain't just some
Nessa doing her thing now.
Nessa's doing big things.
And she's fine. Mm-hmm.
So as she took
we might need a little bit more time for this one though, because this we're gonna have to hash this one out a little bit, Bo. This is a wild story.
Yeah, we need to hash
her, Bo.
John set it up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The floor is yours,
right,
John.
Now.
Fine.
Colin Kaepernick goes to meet with the Baltimore Ravens, doesn't get a job. Nessa goes to Twitter and tweets out a photo. The photo is a screen cap from Django Unchained of Leonardo DiCaprio being manhandled and basically tweets out the same photo. What she says is the same photo of Ray Lewis doing the same to the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. And Ray Lewis said this and what that tweet meant.
I can disagree with how he did it. That should be perfectly fine. But then his girl goes out and puts out this racist gesture and doesn't know.
To be clear, whose girl, whose lady?
Colin Kaepernick. That she doesn't know. We're in the back office about to try to get this guy to sign. Steve Bisciotti said himself, how can you crucify Ray Lewis when Ray Lewis is the one calling for Colin Kaepernick?
So Ray is saying, had the deal done until Nessa sends out this side-by-side picture calling Steve Bisciotti, Leonardo DiCaprio, calling him a slave owner, and so that's what he says killed the deal.
There's a lot of layers to this story. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a member of the media yesterday about this. And first and foremost, my knee-jerk reaction was, damn, like, she's my girlfriend. Damn, baby, you can't be doing that. You can't. Listen, this is not me being a male chauvinist. It's not. But you're messing with my bread right now. You're messing with my bread. You don't have to tweet that. Don't tweet that. Don't do that because you're messing with, I'm trying to get back in the game. And there is, to be perfectly honest, there's a certain level of conformity that you have to have at this level. There is. There just is.
Right.
It is.
Right. See, but let me ask what I think is the key question. To me, what I thought the key question was in this story, is Ray Lewis right? I mean, did they have a deal, and did Nessa kill the deal?
I don't think Ray Lewis is right. Let me tell you why I had a problem. And first, it was the Django scene where his owner was killed. His owner was dying. And Django was in the other, and Samuel Jackson was holding him, so he wasn't like strangling him, he was holding him. So basically, he's saying that Ray is being a mouthpiece for the organization. And in a sense, I get that because he kind of is. Now, my problem that I had with Ray was this: if you have that kind of cachet with your owner, and if that tweet comes out, there's a way you can still sway. I think he could have swayed him. He just kind of went with it and said, I guess his feelings was in it too, and that's what happened. But I think Ray was wrong for the way that he came out and told the story. I really do.
I'm sorry, but when Ray went on Fox, Ray specifically went on Fox to say why they weren't signing Colin Kaepernick. That was the whole narrative of that. Let's be honest. After the Fox interview is when Nessa posted this picture. Right or wrong, she posted the picture. They had already, the way he was talking, they were already past Colin Kaepernick.
And that's what I kind of agree with that. I do agree with that. And if you're in there talking to the owner, if you got that kind of pull with the owner, you could sit back and say, listen, man, we need a quarterback. Because the bottom line in the NFL is winning. The bottom line is winning. And if your quarterback is hurt, you don't have a quarterback. You need to get a quarterback. Ray, I guess he was in there trying to save face or whatever the situation was. But when she put the tweet up, she pulled it down like almost immediately. But, you can't, no matter what, somebody saw it. And then that's where all this comes from.
But how can you fight for respecting others? And I understand that it's a different, there's a
he
whole.
He didn't do it, though.
Hold on. But guess what? When Michael Vick spoke about something how he would do something when he was asked and how he thought that Colin should handle something because of that's the way he did it, that worked for him, right? But then there was disrespect there towards him. Now, Michael Vick apologized for it, but even though it was just, he was just talking for him, If you're fighting for respect, and Nessa fights for that too, she's a part of that too. You can't, if someone disagrees with you or says something you don't like, you can't disrespect them. Like, we have to respect each other as a whole.
Was it a respect factor when he went on Fox and when he was saying the things, what he was saying? There was no respect in that at all, bro.
I tell you what, man, like, for some people, there's always an underlying conversation that you have to have that you can't tell everybody everything. And what I mean by that is, like, Ray Lewis should have known that this is not going to go well for you. By you being a mouthpiece for the organization, this is not going to go well for you.
Right.
But he felt in his heart that he was feeling the heat from people calling him names, and he wanted to come out and say, well, we almost had the deal done, and he did this. And in turn, he really hurt himself even more. He really hurt himself more, man.
Yeah, and not the funny thing, but one of the interesting things, I can't imagine, you know, certainly people are going to ask, try and get, you know, the Ravens' side of this, but the Ravens are not going to want to have anything to do with this. So the Ravens probably won't make any comment. They'll probably just avoid. Look, they got to focus in on a football season. You know, they're not going to worry about somebody that they'll do that. We're not worried about somebody that's not on the team thing because they can't worry about somebody that's not on the team.
Well, John Harbaugh already said that. He was asked about it yesterday. And the fact of the matter is I think I'm almost positive Flacco is playing week one. He was going to be ready. He was going to be ready week one. So really it was just bringing Cap would have played in the preseason and probably been the number two once the season starts. They're not going to upseat the guy that won him a Super Bowl against, ironically enough, the guy that was playing for the other team starting. So it's really just one of those things. But I think that maybe Ray Lewis tried to hold back. I don't know. Ray Lewis looks like that. He certainly – I don't know why he's involved in all this stuff anyways.
Ray Lewis looked bad.
He looks very bad.
He interjected himself.
He did.
You know, Ray wants to be relevant again. I mean, look. One thing we haven't mentioned here, Ray Lewis got his own issues.
It's true, though. It's true.
Relevant is such a strong term.
But he put himself out there as a mouthpiece. Come at this girl at – let's be real, man. That's weak, bro, come at her and say that she's the reason why. Bro, he wasn't going to get that job.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. That. No, two wrongs don't make a right in this situation. But I don't think he came at her first. She sent a tweet out disparaging of him. I mean, how does that get overlooked?
You know,
but this isn't about a tweet. Really. I got you, bro. I mean, it's just not.
Some stuff you just can't explain.
No, and that's what I'm saying. It's that underlying conversation, man. Yeah. And it's like, a lot of people just don't catch it, but there's a lot going on with this, and Ray was trying to defend himself in a sense, and it just made him look even worse. She's still fine, though.